Hello.
Hey, Chris, it's Todd Schaefer.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I know it's a long shot, but I also have a carry that's been beating Geico pretty consistently. So, and it looks like your Geico's renewing on the 15th of February, and I was wondering if you saw that and if the rate changed on you guys at all.
So our rates have changed a little bit, but we also had to take a car off and put a different car on, and
So what car do
so
you
we're
have? Do you still have the 17 Dodge?
the Ram?
Yeah.
Yes.
How about the 2016 Dodge Charger?
Nope, that's the one that had to get taken off. It was totaled at the beginning of the month.
Oh, was it an at fault or not at fault accident?
At fault.
Oh, bummer. Is that what maybe made the rates change a little bit with Geico?
I don't know. It wasn't mine or my husband's fault. We didn't get a ticket for it. It was somebody, we were letting somebody else drive the vehicle, and it was
Oh,
their
that
fault.
okay. That's actually really good. I mean, it's not good that your car got totaled, but it won't count against you.
Oh, it doesn't?
Well, you're not an at-fault driver, so
I
it
just
should.
it would because there still had to be a claim.
Right, but you weren't the one that caused the accident.
Got it.
So,
Okay.
like, on the I'll check the when I see the CLU report, I'll check to see what name was on the policy. And if it shows one of you guys, we could actually get that removed to make sure it's not counted against you. So what did you guys buy then?
I also need to oh gosh, I might have to call you back about this, but my son, I also need to get him a SR22, get his own independent insurance with SR22 so he can get his license back.
How
He
old is
didn't
he?
have 20.
All right, that's gonna be tough. But with that, I mean, we have SR22s. What, is he driving a full coverage vehicle or just liability
Well, no,
only?
that's the thing is he doesn't even have a vehicle. He just needs his license reinstated.
Oh, okay. He just
So
needs
that he can get a
a
vehicle.
named operator policy.
Yeah.
All right, we could do that for sure.
Yeah, and he just needs a so and he's only had one ticket ever. It was a 1 point defective vehicle. He ended up getting his license taken away because an insurance company requested it be suspended because he had a bike he was fixing up, a motorcycle. And he Some people came over to check it out and didn't know what they were doing, and so he's like, "Let me just show you." They had heated up the brakes and he started it and drove it like 20 feet and the brakes wouldn't stop. And he ran into a parked vehicle, left a note, left a number, and the people it was an old
Yeah,
vehicle truck anyways.
you know, that doesn't surprise me at all. I
It
hate
already has
hearing
de it already
stories
has
like
dings
that,
and
but
already had dings and dents on it and all that crap. And they totaled out hit that guy's car and for $4,000. It was a old truck, and the vehicle they totaled out wasn't even the vehicle he hit, but we just now found that out. And we didn't even know about it until he got pulled over for something, and they gave him a told him his license was suspended. So that's how we found out the
All
insurance
right.
company
Well,
put,
let's go step by step. First, what's the new vehicle that you have that replaced the Charger?
Jeep Cherokee, Grand
And what
Cherokee,
year?
2011.
And is that owned, financed?
Financed.
So full coverage. And then
Yeah.
it's a what kind of Jeep again?
A Grand Cherokee
Grand.
Overland.
All right. And then do you know what your rate changed to with Geico? What's like your next payment's going to be?
Like three something. That's like 370 a month or something.
370.
So it
Okay.
went down, but that's because we took a charger off, which I'm
Well,
sure.
I had 321 last time, so if it's 370, it went up.
Well, it also had a Passat on there.
Oh, I see. So
Yeah,
you're
we added
thinking
it.
that your next monthly payment is 370.
It might be a little bit lower because we're taking the Passat off.
All right, we'll double check once. So I'm just quoting the Dodge Ram and the Jeep Cherokee, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then is it just still you and Jacob? All right, so I'll get your son's information. Give me one second.
Do you want me to put
All
him
right,
in
what's
here
his
now?
first name?
Marshall.
Marshall? Same last name?
Yes, it's good, thank you. Nope, last name is McElhaney.
You have to spell that. MALECEACA.
MCE.
E -E -C -A -C.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want them to match or no?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you. Can I actually, is this office phone or cell phone?
It's both. So you, if you
okay,
want to text information, I'll need his date of birth and address.
Yep, let me text that to you just because I'm in a
public
place.
And then,
place,
then we'll quote out a named operator policy, which basically allows him to take that to the DMV to show that he has has coverage.
Yeah, and that's what I need so I can, that's what we need so that we can upload it to the DMV.
Perfect. And I'm going to, because of his age, my son actually works here at the agency now too, so I'm gonna send this one over to him, and he'll get it quoted out. We have about 5 carriers we can quote named operator policies with, okay?
Perfect.
All right, excellent. And I'll let you know what I find in regards to your current coverage. And hopefully,
okay,
how long has it been since you got that Jeep Cherokee?
It's DIP. I'm sorry, hold on 1 sec. That's DIP right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How long has it been since we did what?
Yeah, the Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, we just got it 2 days ago.
All right. Are you driving it right now?
Yep.
When you get a chance, will you snap a picture of the VIN on the door or on the windshield and send it with your text as well?
No, but I can send it on my insurance card. It's on my insurance card on my phone.
Yeah, that's perfect. That because it won't show up with it just being brand new.
Okay.
All right, awesome. Hopefully I can help you this time. If not, see if we can help your son.
Yeah, at least. That's the one I've been struggling with because everybody wants me to put a car on there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't need him to be covered in a car right
now.
No,
we don't need to do that. It still might not be. I mean, if he has no accidents or tickets and that little thing that you're talking about, it shouldn't be too bad.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you know today.
Cool, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye.